Saucier on Dumetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Dumetrius.
At the time when we put Eustace Manerly to work spreading his rumors in the Soho underworld, we were trying to do three things at once, and the affair of Dumetrius was getting rather involved. Peter Ridgway was still in hospital, but we'd published the report that he was dead, so that Dumetrius would feel safe to go ahead with his plans and come out into the open. We were trying to force Tony Marzotti to betray the gang, and we were trying to find where the art dealer Max Rubenstein fitted into the scheme of things. We had a pretty shrewd idea he wasn't just the victim of ordinary blackmail. There was that hoard of Nazi loot somewhere in London that Dumetrius had come here to get, and Rubenstein had insisted on political asylum before he'd tell us all he knew. Anyway, we had every available chap on the job when Cutts and I left the embankment and headed for the Red Feathers Club. We were keeping an appointment with Tony Marzotti that we'd had for a long time.
Well, 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 if it's not a Major Keene and a Mr. Cutts, eh? You boys must like Red Feathers Club. Too bad a Hades you don't sing here no more, eh?
Shut that door, Cutts. Don't let anyone in.
Well, you make yourself right at home. Must be nice to be a copper and act tough in someone else's office, eh, Major?
In a moment, Marzotti, you're going to see just how tough we can get. You don't appear to know it, but you're right in the middle of what could be quite an unpleasant situation. For you.
Yeah? I think I'm getting along fine.
I'm here to make you a proposition, old chap. One it might be a good idea to take up. That's if you want to go on living.
Why wouldn't I go on living, eh? Maybe you ought to tell me. Who's the one to knock me off?
Dumetrius.
I've never heard of a guy called Dumetrius.
Oh, you'll have to do better than that, Marzotti. Don't you think we've been after you for weeks? You and Yachty Blum? There's a man in London called Dumetrius, and you're one of his fellows. Dumetrius was after Peter Ridgway. He couldn't find him, but someone led him into this club to see Hady Bergner. It was Sally Jones. So you sent your thug Jelly Boy Boone after her. But Cutts found Jelly Boy first and gave him the treatment, and Jelly Boy had too much to say. The next thing we knew, Jelly Boy was fished out of the river with a knife in his back. You still want me to believe you've never heard of Dumetrius?
What happens to Jelly Boy? That's nothing to do with me. I run a Red Feathers Club.
All right, Marzotti, let's get right down to it. You must have heard there's a rumor going about that we're after Yachty Blum for the murder of Peter Ridgway.
Well, what do you want of me do, huh? Run around in a ring?
Where do you think that rumor came from, old chap? Ridgway's dead. So how did we get the idea Yachty Blum might have killed him? From Dumetrius.
There's something going on here,
Marzotti, how right you are.
You're to tell me, Keene.
I came here especially to tell you. Or rather to ask you. What do you think would happen to you if we were to spread a whisper about you round the Soho poles?
Huh? What a sort of whisper, eh?
You know, Dumetrius and Yachty Blum, they must be wondering how we came to be on the lookout for Yachty. They must be quite worried about it.
Listen, Keene, will you come out with it? What do you try to do, eh?
Marzotti, what would happen to you if Dumetrius heard that you had passed on the word about Yachty Blum?
It's not true. It's not true, Keene.
But since you've never heard of Dumetrius or Yachty Blum, you won't be able to go to them and tell them it's not true, will you? Well, cheerio, Marzotti. We have to be getting along.
Oh, now, just a minute, my dear Keene. Wait a minute.
Sorry, old chap. If by tomorrow morning you'd like to get in touch with us, we might change our minds about putting that rumor on the grapevine. But understand this. If we hear from you at all, we want the whole story. You've till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Not a second longer. And once we spread that story, old chap, heaven help you. Because I don't think anyone else will.
Oh, please, please, I've told you 1,000 times.
Yes, I really should break myself of the habit.
What is happening exactly? How long is it going to take Yotti to find someone who looks like Max Rubinstein?
Well, he doesn't have to look like Rubinstein. We merely have to satisfy Rubinstein that he'll be an effective substitute.
But how long will it take?
Oh, another day or two at the outside.
But what if Keene's men manage to find Yotti first? Oh, it's terrible. They're after him for killing Ridgway. With Ridgway dead, how did they find out? How?
Obviously, someone must have talked. But they won't find Yotti. He stays here at the sanatorium by day and goes out only at night. Unrecognizable. Rubinstein had everything to gain and nothing to lose by being sensible. Keene is getting further and further away from us. He's not even aware of the existence of Bookman and a sanatorium here. And he certainly won't get his hands on Yotti Blum. The boat's waiting. We can sail within 6 hours of completing our work in London. And since Keene doesn't know who I am or where I'm hiding, we have only to tidy up our affairs with Max Rubinstein and go.
Is there anything that could make us fail? Anything?
If you, or Mazzotti, or Bookman, or Rubinstein were to betray us to Gregory Keene...
Well, someone talked about Yotti and Ridgway, didn't they? Who was it? Maybe we're not so safe. Who was it? Tell me who it was, and then perhaps I'll feel safe.
It would be interesting to know. Not you. Not Yotti himself, scarcely Bookman. Rubinstein doesn't know, so that only leaves Mazzotti. Would Mazzotti let a word drop in an unguarded moment, I wonder? I wonder if Tony Mazzotti has outlived his usefulness, Hedy. Might be a good idea to give it some thought. We really should do something about that fellow.
Well, good night, Katz. You can pick me up here about 9 if you like.
Come, Major.
Early night for once. Oh, there's my key.
Hello, Major Keene. Do you mind terribly being accosted in the street like this?
Who is it? What? Oh, why, of course. How are you, Margaret?
I've been waiting for you. Are you going to ask me in?
If you like.
You don't sound frightfully enthusiastic.
I'm so sorry.
I tried to see you at the embankment today. I'm dying to know what's been happening. And I really do think you might have been along to the hospital to see Peter.
Be quiet about him. Out here in the street. Come on up. I'll tell you as much as I can. We'll get into the flat. After you, Miss Ridgway. So, there you have it. We had a picture made from your brother Peter's description of Demetrius, and it's been circulated all over the country and pretty widely on the continent. But so far, no results.
It's amazing that he could have done so much and yet kept out of sight for so long. Ever since he killed that man, Karl Scammel, in Berlin.
Yes, ever since he killed Karl Scammel in Berlin. He and Scammel were running the forged papers racket between them, you know. We've discovered quite a lot about Scammel in the last few weeks. For instance, no picture of him exists.
No picture?
Not one. They were all destroyed before Demetrius left Berlin.
Isn't that extremely odd?
Yes. Odder than you might think.
What about that little German clerk who disappeared? Otto Schmidt, or whoever his name was?
No trace of him has ever been found.
Gregory, how's Hedy?
Now, why bring her up?
Have you ever asked yourself how they found out who I really was when I was working at the Red Feathers Club?
I know how they found out who you were.
You do?
That powder compact of yours that had your name inside the center compartment.
Then who looked inside it?
One of Marzotti's chaps, of course.
Why not Hedy Bergner?
Look here, are you going to start that over again? I've proved to you over and over again that she's nothing to do with Demetrius.
Oh, you've proved it to no one but yourself. Oh, Keene, how can you be so blind? How can you be such a fool about that girl? I'd give anything. Peter would give anything to make you realize...
I can understand your brother's interest. But you, Margaret, why should it matter to you what I feel about Hedy Bergner?
That's something you'll have to find out for yourself too, Keene. Haven't you any idea, really?
Not in the least.
Not even when I wait for hours outside your flat to see you.
But you've told me you wanted to know what was happening about Demetrius.
Oh, you really are a fool about some things, Keene. Let me out of here. At this very moment, I never want to set eyes on you again.
Well, what the devil's the matter now?
Oh, go and ask Hedy Bergner. Good night.
There you are, cabbie. Oh,
thank you, miss.
Good night.
Good night, miss.
Oh,
what's the matter, Haley? Did I give you a scare?
Who are you?
Surely you remember me. Margaret Ridgway from the Red Feathers Club.
Margaret? Yes. Yes, I remember you. Only you were calling yourself Margaret Richardson. What do you want?
A little while with you.
Why?
I think you'll be interested when I tell you. Do you mind if I come up to your flat?
But... Well, isn't this a little ridiculous? What do you want to talk about at this hour?
Can't you guess?
Not Major Gregory Keane, surely.
Yes, darling. Major Gregory Keane.
It was only after Margaret Ridgway had gone that I realized what she'd been driving at. So now there was another complication. You'd have thought she could find someone else to fall for besides a rather disillusioned character from MI5. But it was a good thing she did. Before this affair was over, I owed Margaret Ridgway everything. Even my life.
Marzotti loses his nerve in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.